Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two on this live Thursday, June 1st, 2006 edition. Our big 9/11 conference is coming up in just 23 days, the 24th and 25th of June in Los Angeles. Get your tickets now at InfoWars.com. They're going quicker by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Learn all the details of the great speakers and more, and the films that will be screened there at InfoWars.com right now. All right, let's go ahead and go back to a caller. We got a general coming up to criticize the direction our government's going in here in a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and let Don in Ohio finish up, and we'll go to Jim and Todd and others. Don, you were talking about how they try to shut Access TV down. They either put bulletin board up or air nothing but government propaganda, or we've caught people nationwide on purpose airing porn late at night when no one knows to then cause a big furor and shut it down, or some idiot does that, or something risque even that's even on mainstream TV, and they call it porn and they shut it down. Go ahead.
Well, the second point was about PBS. Do you think we have a chance if we'd pull together and start trying to take the PBS away from the neocons that Bush and company put into power? You know.
Well, I mean, it's openly, it's always been founded by the Rockefellers and others. It's always run by big foundations, and they act like it's progressive. It's really not. I mean, you can forget public radio and TV. I mean, there are a few little co-ops that are private public radio stations around the country, but, I mean, most of it's horrible.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you for your call. Let's talk now to Jim in Wisconsin. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Have you ever talked about the National Animal Identification System?
We've talked about it ad nauseum. It was funded last week, and it'll be $2,000 a day fines if one of your chickens or even your private bird or dog isn't chipped. And it's federal regulators at the local level making the IRS look like nothing. And it was written by big agriculture companies openly to force all their competition out of business. But we're beating it at the state levels.
I noticed that the representative from Wisconsin that you had on earlier conveniently neglected to mention that altogether. And it, you know, it directly relates to chipping of people because that's the ultimate goal of the whole program.
Well, I mean, is Representative Marlon Schneider, is he for it?
I don't know. I never heard of him before today.
We had him on, for those that don't know, because they just passed a law in Wisconsin barring forced implanted chips in humans.
And he was praising Feingold, actually, and Feingold is for the animal identification thing.
Well, that's not good, but he did say he was for the Second Amendment.
Yeah. Well, they're pioneering it here in the state, and they've
already...
Well,
he admitted enhanced 911 is already in, folks, and they're tracking everything you do, listening to you. The cops can hit one button. Most cops don't know this shit because it hasn't been put in the squad car level yet, but the emergency management centers can dial in, follow everything you're doing, dial in and listen to you. They do it all the time. How is that freedom?
Oh, well, I mean, they've already got the premises identification thing going on where if you own or cohabitate or house any livestock, you have to have your premises registered in this new database.
I know, and monthly inspections and new taxes, and it makes the veterinarians and indentured servants who have to go out and enforce this for free. I hear you. The Animal ID Act, the Premises ID Act, now funded congressionally. Texas has passed the worst law accompanying it. We're beating that legislation right now here trying to get it repealed.
Well, I'd like to maybe get some more information on what you've been doing because there's not much of a movement here in Wisconsin to fight this, as far as I can tell. I mean, there's no NAIS.org, which is a good site, but you know, we don't have any effective opposition at this point.
Well, we've been rallying and going to these meetings here in Texas, and it's in trouble in a lot of areas at the state level. I mean, you weren't aware I'd done about 10 shows on it lately. You may not have been listening, so you may not be aware of some other stuff going on. But thank you for being involved, sir. You're out there. You're involved, so keep it up. I know things are dark, though. There's a lot of bad things that are happening, but together we can get our Constitution and Bill of Rights back. Speaking of being right back, we're going to come back, and we'll be talking to a two-star general. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's not about left and right, it's about right and wrong. Our military, our government is constituted to defend our liberties, to defend the Republic against enemies foreign and domestic. It doesn't matter what administration's been in recent years. Private corporations, international corporations have bought off our sovereignty. Bush's amnesty plan is just that, total amnesty. That's the words of not just Alex Jones, but people like Lou Dobbs. Go read it for yourself. So many things are happening, and the good news is Americans are beginning to awaken. It takes Americans a while to wake up, but once we do, you better look out. And somebody's been awake for a long time and who's been speaking out when Bill Clinton was in office against the police state and so many other issues and taking God out of our government and out of our schools is Major General Carl D. Black, U.S. Air Force, retired. He was, as a leader, he served as wing commander, vice wing commander, wing operations group, and group commander serving in Europe and the Pacific as well as continental United States, and he's flown all different sorts of aircraft, fighter bombers, fighters, you name it. And his bio is extremely long. I'll let you hear from him what he thinks is important for you to know. But the reason we have him on with us today is obviously couldn't have him on Monday. He was giving a speech. It was Memorial Day. I learned about him on Tuesday with this Courier-Journal article out of Louisville, Kentucky, and it's up on the websites right now. Freedom under siege, retired general says, and it says a bullet ceremony honors veterans, and he went on to talk about how we're losing our freedoms here at home. Quite a few quotes here, but I figured there was even more to the story, and we talked to him. One of my producers, Kevin, did, and there certainly was. And, of course, he's won distinguished awards for some of his speeches on the issues of liberty, and I hope he'll repeat some of that here today. General, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on with you.
You bet. For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about you and your history, your awakening to what's happening, and your stance on the state of the Republic. And then let's get into the speech that you gave that got written up in the newspaper.
Well, you know, I was involved with the Air Force in various capacities for about 33 years, and I don't consider myself anything more than just a patriot, you know. I really don't. And but you see all these things that are happening, and you see the country apparently moving in the wrong direction. I think we've got our eye on the wrong ball right now, and we need to go back to the basics. We need to go back and look at our history. The history, which is, of course, trying to be rewritten as quickly as they can do it, and so that when our young people come along, they'll have no idea what we were all about to even begin with. So if you don't know where you came from, how can you know where you're going?
There's a good country song about you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Well, that's exactly right, and unfortunately, if you don't know what you stand for, then you can be persuaded to do most anything.
I agree. You talk about a lot of issues in some of the speeches and some of the things you've written. Again, tell us just a little bit about yourself, your history in the Air Force, some of the things you did in the Air Force, some of the tours of duty you served, and then let's get into the speech you gave and the things that you think are important.
Well, I've been a pilot. I was an operator, and I was on flying status my whole career, flew airplanes. My last airplane I flew was F-4s, RF-4s, and my career is not anything exciting or anything to shout about, but I worked my way up through the ranks and worked my way up through the various positions. Again, served as a group commander and as a vice wing commander and a wing commander, and then served at the major command level, and I got a chance to see a little of all of it. Was on active duty, was in the reserve for a while, in the guard for a while, finished my tour back with the active duty forces. And so I've had a good look at it, as have many others. Many others probably have more experience than I do, and they may see things even differently from what I see them. But what I see is that initially in the military, we were organized. It was pretty much black and white. As time progressed, I saw it become larger shades of gray, less of black and white, and since I retired, it appears to even have increased in that direction. And it's very concerning. You know, it just doesn't have to be that way, but this political correctness, you know, this kind of started it all as far as I'm concerned, and then this diversity thing. Certainly, we're all diverse. You know, we all came from immigrants, but they were legal immigrants, and we all. Then, once we became citizens here, we found a common ground for which this diversity could be brought together to support a country, you know, called the United States. And today, we have all these illegals here, and we don't know who they are. We don't know where they are. And they don't want to be Americans at all. They want to be whatever they are. They want to live here, and they like our country, and they want to, you know, suck up the milk and honey, but they don't want to be Americans. And actually, Theodore Roosevelt had quite a bit to say about that in 1907, which I think makes it all very clear. But I may be digressing here a little bit. But
no, go ahead, General.
Well, anyway, that's kind of where we are, you know. When the guys gathered up at Massachusetts at Concord on April in 1775, you know, they had had enough, and they thought it was time to take some action, and they'd made up their mind they were going to do it, and they did. And of course, that struggle is along with the struggle comes loss of life and so forth.
And thank God for them, or we wouldn't even exist right now. We wouldn't even have this country. We owe our entire destiny, our existence. I mean, we wouldn't exist, folks. The whole course of history, who married who, what, you know, what happened, our whole lives, the whole world history is now basically controlled by what those men did. And when you actually read about the founding fathers and the incredible things they did and how we've almost totally forsaken their vision and what they gave us. I mean, dragging by hand giant cannons from Ticonderoga 100 miles and literally with their shoes worn through, leaving a trail of blood. That's not propaganda. That really happened. Going across the river into Trenton when it was 0 degrees and people dying on the way. It was so cold. And then attacking the Germans and just battle after battle, fighting 6-8 times their numbers. Winning or losing, it didn't matter. They kept fighting. And then now we just sit here. I mean, if our founding fathers saw what was happening now, General, what do you think they would say?
I don't think they could find words to express it, you know. And it just and what they gave us is a government for 230 years, and there's never been another government that I know of that has lasted for 230 years. So, you know. But they have given us everything, and yet we're tossing it away, you know?
And, well, let's and they jump right into the middle of it. I want to get your take on this. I don't know if you've seen the video, but they sent in Army and some Marines led by FBI into the even wealthy areas that were high and dry of New Orleans and confiscated guns. And now the NRA is having to try to pass legislation to quote, don't confiscate guns during emergencies. What did you think of that?
Well, I'm not that familiar with it, but you know, I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about a lot of things. I mean, you know, I really don't. It's just unbelievable some of the things that are transpiring.
What are some of those things? Let's list a few of those, then we'll go through them in detail. I mean, you mentioned the border first. 25 million illegals. That's the real number. This guest worker program is total amnesty. We won't need troops on the border because they'll all be legal.
Well, that's right. That's right. But what I've never been able to figure out is why. Why don't we want to protect our borders? You know, of course, I doubt that even the White House, well, it's probably protected, but you probably can go to the Pentagon, and, you know, I don't know how well even protected the Pentagon is anymore. You know, flabbergasting some of the things that have happened in the last few years.
What are a few of those issues you want to discuss? What are a few of the things that you think, I mean, you talk about in your speech, sovereignty being lost, the borders open. What are some of the other issues?
Well, I don't specifically, I don't know. It seems like that everything today, you know, the military is established on a command structure, you know, but it seems like today everything is done, you know, by a committee or by a vote, and management is not command, but we seem to have gotten these confused anymore, and we try to manage the military instead of run it by commanders who have the authority and the responsibility to take the action that's necessary to protect this country. And, of course, the military is controlled, you know, by the civilians, as it should be, you know. But then when you go to fight the war should be turned over to the military commander and him given full sway to, you know, to press the war as they see fit.
Well, General, I know you haven't even been out of the military long, and it's hard for you to, you know, get into things and criticize because you're, you know, obviously trained not to do that. But, I mean, all the generals told Rumsfeld you need 450,000 troops. And everyone that then would complain would get removed. An average stint was under 4 months. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, you see, there again, they've got an answer for it. And I don't know. I don't know how many it takes, really. You know, they seem to have enough to win, that is, to conquer, but they didn't have enough to control. And that seems to be the, you know, the hurting point right there. They can't control what we got, you know.
Well, I agree. But in guerrilla warfare, if you can't hold it, you never got it to begin with.
Well, that's true. That's true, yeah.
They're in a bunch of armored citadels and ducking. It's a shooting gallery. We'll be right back. Let's get into the border issue, General. I want to get your take on that and what you think some solutions ought to be. And we'll talk about why the Democrats and the Republicans want total amnesty. Of course, Lou Dobbs got the documents on it. It's about an American Union, which they don't want the people to know about, but that's what it is.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Major General Carl D. Black, U.S. Air Force, retired. Headline of the Courier-Journal, Freedom's Under Siege, retired general says, and he goes over reasons why. Well, we know officially with the open borders, it's about an American union. That's admitted. So it is the end of this country. And even Lou Dobbs has reported that. That's important to note that even CNN is now reporting that. Going back to the general, General, we're going to now, we talked during the break, get into the border, get into what it takes to keep a republic free. But you were talking about the different stages of bondage to freedom. Well, why don't you go over that, sir?
Okay, well, you know, the average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. And, of course, we're 230, so we're, you know, we're living on borrowed time, so to speak. And And the nations have always progressed through a falling sequence. And that sequence went from initial bondage into spiritual faith, and then from spiritual faith to great courage, courage to liberty, and from liberty to abundance, abundance then to apathy, and then apathy to dependence, and then dependence back into bondage. And Professor Olson up at Hamline University School of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota, said he believes that that America today is somewhere between apathy and dependence in that phase, because there are 40% of the nation's population already having reached the governmental dependence phase. So you see, a democracy, they say that a democracy cannot exist because once the citizens learn that they can vote themselves, you know, great packages of finances, et cetera, we will do that. And this will finally end up, and I'm cutting to the chase here, it'll finally end up in that we'll have a very loose fiscal policy, and then the country will collapse.
Well, there's no doubt that our corruption has accelerated. That's why we're a constitutional republic, as you know, with that rule of law to guard against the 51% voting to barbecue the other 49%, or the old saying that Benjamin Franklin had, democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And so the republic is there to hold back that limited democracy from turning into mobocracy. But you're right. I mean, people get enslaved, then they stand up against it. They get incredible courage through that faith, you know, being enslaved. And then the children get decadent, the grandchildren get even more decadent, their kids get evil, and then it all just falls apart. And I think we're accelerating into the bondage phase. I mean,
I agree. And we're back in which the bondage leads ultimately to dictatorship, you know?
Well, I see the government coddling the 25 million illegal aliens, many of which say this is Mexico, and say they hate America. What did Teddy Roosevelt say about that?
Well, he said that we can't tolerate that. That he simply said let me think about where I had that in my speech. I wanted to quote that if I could.
Oh, sure, take your time, General.
Okay.
In fact, I've heard several quotes of his. I'm wondering which one it is. It's kind of on the tip of my tongue too.
Okay. Let's see here.
You know, I'm just wondering how far this is going to go, how long this is going to go. I mean, we've got 25 million here now, and if we legalize them, then it'll be another 25 million in a few years, a few decades, and they're openly saying this is Mexico, but if Mexico's so great, why do they want to come here? And then they'll say, well, because America took part of our land, that's what makes Mexico bad. So it's just insane, General.
Well, it is, and you know, how long can it go? I don't know how long it can go. I just don't think at the rate it's been increasing, I don't think it can go very much longer. I mean, until something is going to give, you know.
Well, have you seen the big CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, proposals being implemented by the Canadian, Mexican, and U.S. governments, respectively, where they openly say it's really about an American union, and they're going to use all these illegal aliens to leverage us into submission to kind of bully the American people?
Yeah, I've seen a little on that, yes. But
that's called a military invasion, if you ask me.
Well, I don't know what else you could call it, really, you know. But
we've had border sheriffs on who say right now, you know, a lot of them served in Vietnam, and they said this is combat. The killings, the rocket attacks, the drug gangs. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Texas, Arizona borders, the State Department has listed them more dangerous per capita than the West Bank, General.
Yes.
One more segment with you, sir. I want to get into those quotes and
okay.
Some of your speech. I mean, take plenty of time to go over it. Because I want to hear that when we get back.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about a couple other key issues as well.
All right.
This is so important. America is under attack. Headline in the Courier-Journal, freedom's under siege. That's what the retired general says. He's absolutely right. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's simple, ladies and gentlemen. International financial interests have come in and bought off Congress, bought off the presidents. Doesn't matter if it's Bill Clinton or George Bush. And they're selling us on globalism. And I've got some of the great quotes by the general here out of the Courier Journal. And he went into talking about how our youth aren't taught history anymore, aren't taught Bill of Rights, the Constitution. He said they just take it for granted, all the freedoms that we have, and think that we're just given to us. Instead, they should be teaching youth the basics, he said. Teach them respect. And he went on, the respect for themselves. Tell them the history. And he said, lots of kids nowadays that are not respectful, and I just think something's important for me to give to my children. And he went on to talk about teaching them about our history. And that really is the key. I mean, if anybody reads what our founding fathers were fighting for, and you read the Declaration of Independence, which I think is seminal, and then you look at what our government's doing today, and governments all over the Western world, it's an instant replay of what we saw 230-something years ago. General, did you ever find that Teddy Roosevelt quote?
I sure do. I have it here. So, well, in 1907, you know, he made some observations, and he made the following remarks. He said, in the first place, we should insist that if an immigrant who comes here in good faith and becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an equal and on an exact equal with everyone else. For it's an outrage and a to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person becoming in every facet an American, and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says that he's an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room but for one flag, the American flag, and we have room but for one language here, and that's the English language, and we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that loyalty is to the American people. And then I add, we have no allegiance to the United Nations, nor do we have an allegiance to the world order that they keep talking about, the great world order. You know, Americans have allegiance and owe their allegiance to America. So that.
And then, of course, we have an allegiance above that to God. We don't get rights from man. Our God's, our laws are derived from God's law.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Well, you just brought up the $64 million question. The New World Order, Clinton, Bush Sr., Jr., they all call for this New World Order, which does get rid of our sovereignty, and it's happening right now. Can you comment on that?
Well, only to say that it apparently is happening more than people realize. You know, I'm hearing rumors, and I haven't checked them out, about even here in Kentucky, about the United Nations controlling some of part of our park system.
Back in 98, Kentucky Legislature Assembly passed a law that the UN had grabbed Mammoth Cave. And so you're the only state that threw them out. They have hundreds of other parks and national monuments, Independence Hall, they have the Statue of Liberty, they have the Grand Canyon. So yes, sir. And then they get a buffer zone, and the UN has more authority in those regions, I have the law, the executive order, than even our own Congress.
Shameful. Absolutely shameful, you know. But Americans have themselves in large part, you know, to blame for this, because we have, you know, set back and allowed this to go on and on while, you know, of course, we're in the apathy stage and just enjoying it, you know, living the good life and saying, don't bother me because, I'm having a good time here. And so
when you talk to fellow military men and women who are still in or who are out, are they starting to wake up to this New World Order?
Yeah, it seems to me that they really are. And I hope everybody is. I think it's been such an insidious thing that, you know, you hear it, but you think, oh, well, not us, you know, but it is.
No, you're right. It's so horrible, it's hard to believe.
I know. It really is. And it's.
Well, here's an example, sir. A private Spanish company, Centra, partially owned by the King of Spain, Juan Carlos, a big globalist, pro-New World Order. Uh-huh. They came in 5 years ago, started buying politicians like you or I buy sticks of bubble gum or baseball cards. And it doesn't matter if 97% of Texans in polls don't want every major road turned into a toll road. They're about to pass a law to put transponders on all the inspection stickers and tax us, and this is in the mainstream news here, the equivalent of $3 a gallon to drive down the street, and the money goes to a foreign company. I mean, that's feudalism.
Well, when that happens, it's time to gather at the bridge. I mean, you know, somebody has to wake people up and just stop this.
You're talking about... You're talking about Concord and Lexington gathering at the bridge.
That's right.
And what did they do at the bridge, General?
Well, they fired the shot heard around the world, and that's what we got to do. We've got to not only make ourselves known here in America, but we got to make the other countries realize that we're not going to stand for this. You know, even though we've been moving in that direction, but we draw our line in the sand and say, this is it. This is
let me bring up a point. I saw a Washington Times article 3-4 years ago now, General, and I really appreciate the words you just said. I want to get more into that if you have time. I remember reading, and I couldn't believe it, that the Army was taking felons who were illegal aliens, and it said aggravated felons, and I called a congressman, it was confirmed, and doing a test program bringing them in. Then I saw the statistics last year that 20% of the Army ground force, and even more of the Marines, I don't care if it's Hispanic Americans making up a huge part of our military. They're Americans, very patriotic people.
Mm-hmm.
But that 20% was of Latin American, Mexican Latin American, and that they were originally illegal aliens who were instantly made legalized the minute they sign on. I mean, that sounds like the Hessians that the British hired I mean, if our military is 20% on the ground of the ground force over there, number one, were you aware of that? Number two, what's your comment on it?
I was aware that that had happened. I wasn't aware of the percentage that you spoke of, you know. But, once again, like we said at the break, you know, in Greece, you know, when they reached their zenith, they got there because all the citizens served in the armed forces. And when they ceased to become citizens, that's when they had the trouble. You know, I mean, when they ceased to become soldiers.
By the way, the Romans started imploding in that 400-year decline from I guess AD 01, you could say, is a good place to start till about 400, 410 when Alaric sacked Rome. But they began to bring in foreign armies and use mercenary armies made up of Gauls, Visigoths, and Ostrogoths. Is it dangerous to have large groups of foreigners who aren't even citizens as your military?
To me, it would just be unthinkable. But, you know, so sure it is, you know.
Well, you talked about, now's the time to stand up. I mean, what are some ways that we can stand up and get involved, General?
Well, you know, I don't know. One thing that we're doing here in Kentucky, and I sort of initiated this thing, is I'm having youth leadership conferences where I bring in sophomores and juniors in high school, and I give them a copy of the Constitution, and we talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we talk about responsibilities, and I give them the history of the flag and some things like that, and talk about the free enterprise system and so forth. And, you know, these kids come in, and I was somewhat concerned as to what maybe their response was going to be, you know. And these kids came in there, and they haven't heard this. I mean, you know, half of them don't know the pledge to the flag. But they sit there, and they soak it up just like a sponge. I mean, they're so attentive, and we have about, 5 hours of it, you know.
Well, I have an online and video bookstore. And every order we get, we put free the best pocket constitution I found. It's put out by folks in Arizona, and we buy them by the thousands and put multiple copies in most of the orders, and the smaller orders just one. And it has the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, famous quotes, what the jury is supposed to do, and the grand jury. And I think that is the big solution. People just don't know who we are.
That's right. And these kids, it's like a drip in the ocean, but by the same token, it's a start. And the military out of the world wars, they're having these youth leadership conferences all over the United States, and very successful. And of course, the Freedoms Foundation up at Valley Forge, they also have them.
Well, I went to public school. They taught us nothing about the Bill of Rights. Told us the Second Amendment wasn't a right to keep guns. That's about all they did tell us.
Mm-hmm.
College tried to teach me the same thing. So we've got to take these school boards back over and ensure that the U.S. history is mandatory, and that most of it be the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Well, that's right. And you've heard the new drive, I think, even in California, they may be doing it, where they're only teaching, from the Civil War forward, saying that all that happened before that is no longer of value, but we need for everyone to understand from the Civil War forward who we are, you know. And
that's when we saw the federal control. That's why they want to teach that.
Yeah. So, you know,
what do you think of the Supreme Court ruling that private interest can come grab your land with the government if they want it without just compensation?
Well, I can't say on the air what I think of that.
It's crazy. Did you hear this new thing about whistleblowers that see criminality aren't allowed to whistleblow?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it goes on and on. I mean, it is just out of control. It is absolutely out of control.
But the good news I hear from you is that your former and current colleagues in the military are really starting to wake up, you said, to the New World Order?
Yeah. And they're realizing, you know, hey, wait a minute, you know, we are a sovereign nation, and we need to remain a sovereign nation, you know, and now the world trade and all that, you know, without getting into all that, you can't be an isolationist, but it's still your country, and you still got the
I agree, but what does the World Trade Organization do, founded in 95? Congress has ceded more of their authority to them than Congress even still has, and they actually, every few months, there's multi-billion dollar fines on U.S. companies and the U.S. government, and I've looked at the documents, I've had congressmen on, a private group has more control than our Congress?
Well, you know, they pull the plug and they're going to drain us every way they can, and they're finding all kind of ways to do it, and I don't know what our congressmen and those folks are doing up there these days, honestly. You know, if you leave them there for a while so they get experience, it seems like, the longer they stay, the worse it is, so perhaps the initial objective to go up and serve a term or so and come back and go to work might not be bad, you know? What you'd lose in the efficiency you'd make up in other ways, you know?
Well, that's another thing. They've made politics boring, dry, no one talks about it, so it's like an unknown country to people.
Right.
It's exciting to go down to the Texas legislature and catch bribery in the hall on video and get it on TV locally and get people in trouble and get committee chairmen removed and defeat legislation. And I'm so sick of people saying we can't affect change. You know, in my life, I found, General, if you just start putting one foot in front of the other, that doesn't mean you're doing a perfect job. At least you've got motivation and you're not going to back off. We almost always win if we'll just get on the field.
Well, that's right. That's right. But you're not going to win if you don't play. And so your point's well made. Let me just say this about my speech on Monday.
Sure, General.
The response was overwhelming. The applause throughout the speech. After it was over, it was 92 degrees. People stood in line for about 15 minutes to come by and shake my hand and express their appreciation. Now, I received one letter yesterday from a disgruntled, he's a former veteran.
What did he not like?
He didn't like the fact that I said that we should have no allegiance to the United Nations or the world order. That was one thing he didn't like.
Oh.
He said he had his grandson with him, and he didn't think any senior officer should be saying those types of things because I was not up with the times.
Let's get rid of this old-fashioned freedom and family and private property, and then with this great new, you don't own nothing. And you're a slave.
Right.
Boy, that's a lot better.
Oh.
That guy ought to be ashamed of himself. So what, I mean, get into this New World Order. What specifically, or thereabouts, General, did you say about this New World Order?
Well, that all I said was that we owe no allegiance to United Nations. You know, the episode of the guy refusing to wear the beret, you know.
Yes.
And Ron Ray, Colonel Ron Ray, here in Kentucky, defended him.
They wanted Michael New to be under UN command.
Exactly. That's right, see? And, he took a stand.
He didn't sign up. He didn't swear to serve them.
No, absolutely not, see? And so all I said about the world order was that we owe no allegiance to them or to the United Nations. And that upset him terribly.
What did you think of Mexican troops in New Orleans, quote, helping?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Well, I didn't know if they just had a token. I don't know how many they had down there and so forth.
It was about 500 there. They had them in Austin. They had them in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston. It was thousands, sir. My point is, we didn't need their help. That was just to get us accustomed to foreign troops. It's like after 9/11, we had NATO Dutch AWACS flying around.
Yeah, we really need that, you know. Oh, my, I'll tell you.
I mean, you talked about meeting them at the bridge. What is your line in the sand, not just in the information war you're engaging in now, General, but I mean, what would cause you to physically start doing something?
Well, I am physically doing something with these YLCs and so forth and traveling around to talk to as many student groups and so forth.
That is physical activism, but you're talking about, I mean, I know. I know that's figurative, and you don't want to come out and say it, but you're saying what we all feel here, too.
Well, I'm just saying that we all have got to wake up to what's going on in this country. We've got to, look at what's happening. And as I made the point, You know, we're involved in two wars. We're involved in the war in Iraq, and it's my opinion that if troops are left alone, but given what they need, we really don't have to worry ourselves. Of course, the media wants us nightly to be excited about it and so forth. We don't have to worry about ourselves, Iraq. It'll almost take care of itself. What we really better take a look at quickly is here in the United States and our freedoms, because they're slipping away.
No, you're right. We need Operation American Freedom.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I mean, we need to do it now. We can't just keep talking about it and letting it go putting it off.
General, I want to get you back up in a few months to check in with us and get your view on what's happening then. It's been an amazing interview, and we've been so honored to have Major General Carl D. Black, U.S. Air Force, retired on. It has been great visiting with you, sir.
You too, Alex, and thank you so much.
Thank you for the time. Godspeed.
And the same to you.
Take care. All right, I've got some comments on that interview when we get back, and we'll start taking your calls and covering other news. Stand by. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You could tell that General Black wanted to say a lot more. And he did when Kevin talked to him about 45 minutes the other day. I'm like, get off the phone, Kevin. Let's get the guy on the air. But, yeah, he says the military is waking up to the New World Order. We can get into him over North Korea flying air cover when they're about to go to war with the Pueblo when they grabbed that spy ship, and a bunch of other stories. He flew the air superiority fighters. amazing stuff. We didn't have time to get into all that, but he wanted to say so much more. But those guys are so drilled not to criticize the government, not to criticize Bush. But he said quite a lot, meet them at the bridge, you know, stand up against the government. That's what it's coming down to. Look, this country's going bye-bye. Right now, American Union. They try to keep it quiet. It's happening right now. Blanket total amnesty. And the neocons are busy on the radio lying about it. Their main job, pacify you conservatives. Pose it, globalists posing as conservatives to fool you just long enough. And as soon as their police state's in place, they're going to economically rape the living daylights out of us. They don't want good economies. They're threatened by free market. They're monopoly men. They'd rather sit on top of a pile of rubble and rule it than to be, just be normal people in a free country. Like the devil said, I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. I think Shakespeare said that. The devil didn't really, but because the devil doesn't really reign in hell, but that's the figurative point. Rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. And that's what we're coming down to here. I want to go to Todd and Bob and Tom and many others that are holding. We're going to take masses of calls in the third hour that's only a few minutes away. I do want to briefly encourage all of you to come to the huge 9/11 symposium that we're going to be having in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. It's time to make a decision. The tickets are going quick. It's going to be great. Surprise guest is going to be there. Professor Stephen Jones, Professor Jim Fetzer, Dylan Avery of Loose Change 2 fame, William Rodriguez, the big hero of 9/11, going in to save people with the firefighters, the janitor, Jimmy Walters. We're going to have myself be giving a speech, of course, and premiere my new film Terror Storm there and some other video clips, some other films. It's all coming up. Get your tickets now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And while you're on the site, get the videos. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Loose Change Second Edition. Get Martial Law. Get my films. Make copies of them. Get them out to people now. Don't let the globalists stop this message from getting out. They're very afraid of it. Again, InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139, or see them all online right now at prisonplanet.tv. That's a great activist tool as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in Minnesota. Todd, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller, actually, veteran, currently a doctoral student here at the University of Minnesota. Before I get to the reason I called, I did have a quick crash question, or at least a comment, concerning last year's alleged November massacre. Now, if I understand from the broadcast earlier on your show, ABC News had an interview with that 12-year-old survivor 1 week after the event. So I'm thinking in my mind, why didn't ABC News break this story far earlier?
Well, actually, it's been in the news a few months in the foreign press. Foreign press conducted that interview. ABC obtained it.
Oh, I see.
But, sir, I mean, you know, CBS knew about Abu Ghraib for 4 months before they broke it. So,
right.
I mean, it's the same thing.
It's a legitimate question, sure.
Right. I mean, so they are holding on to it. They are covering it up.
Well, I wanted to get to the reason I called.
Sure, stay there.
Yes, sir.
Got to hold one more minute, or to be technical, 70 seconds. Got the station ID, too. So when we get back, network ID to be technical. Sing that too much. Be technical. I'm brain dead, folks. I went to bed real late last night. My kids wake me up at 6 a.m. every day. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.